Galnet News Digest, 4th of July 3303. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, the corpse that won't shut up. Dognosh seeks to bankrupt Rantar. To the event horizon. A plague of skimmers. The corpse that won't shut up. Being dead doesn't seem to stop Kahina Loren from wanting to be the centre of attention. In what appears to be a version of the speech she would have made had she not been toasted by pulse lasers on the 29th of April, the ex-senator, ex-lady and ex-human being, who styled herself Salome and had the undeniable virtue of intensely disliking Princess Aisling Wiggy Duval, Loren once again asserted that hidden forces are manipulating the actions of humanity. In a moving speech in which she admits causing the deaths of thousands of innocent civilians, she also alleges that the Alliance has been collaborating secretly with the Federation, meaning that perhaps Halsey the Hippie isn't quite as innocent as she appears. That the Sirius Corporation murdered the chairman of Metadrive Incorporated? Well, there's a surprise. And that the Close Quarters Combat Arena has been a ruse to allow the very best combat pilots to be identified. Mass murderer Loren repeats her assertion that there's a shadowy organisation manipulating events, an organisation that has access to a full history of humankind's previous encounters with Thargoids. Not the public version, but the real history. This organisation believes it's helping humanity to survive a Thargoid invasion by identifying and seeding terraformable worlds far away from the homeworlds, where humanity can settle if the Thargoid invasion takes place. The utilitarian approach taken by this unknown organisation has led to many thousands of deaths, possibly even more deaths than Loren racked up herself. In what may possibly be her final word on the matter, Loren, whose second and presumably final volume of biography is available from the online store of a shadowy organisation that runs the galaxy, calls on commanders to force those unknown individuals who have been manipulating history into the open, by refusing to cooperate, by blockading ports and organising other forms of civil disobedience. And with a quivering lip and a tear in the corner of her eye, Loren's final request is that you always remember. And of course, buy her book. Loren's speech can be heard by visiting the Panacea Medical Centre on HIP 17519, Planet A1. Dognosh seeks to bankrupt Rantar. A commander writing under the pseudonym Dognosh appears to be attempting to bankrupt engineer Rantar. Dognosh has written a step-by-step guide to finding all the data from the alien Guardian sites, a mission that can be accepted from Tar at Felice Dock in the Mean System. The data about the Guardian civilization is fascinating, and for every 5 commanders who complete the mission, Rantar needs to shell out more than 1 billion credits. Any commander that would like to assist Dognosh in bankrupting Rantar should type the words Ancient Guardians Mission Guide into any good search engine that begins with the letter G. To the event horizon. Commander Alot has proved once again that he is a lot faster than other commanders. Fuel Rat and Buckyball Racing Club member Commander Alot already holds the record for the fastest time from Sol to Sagittarius A star in an unmodified ship, Ronda the Anaconda, which travelled the course in 7 hours, 56 minutes and 41 seconds on the 24th of January 3302. Using an engineered version of Ronda and making good use of neutron star boosts, Commander Alot has also now seized the crown for the fastest run in the Unlimited class. The previous record of 2 hours, 45 minutes and 31 seconds was held by Commander Alitnil. Commander Alot has taken more than half an hour off that time and has flown from Sol to the black hole in Sagittarius A star in an astonishing 2 hours, 12 minutes and 13 seconds. That's about as long as it takes to get from London to Cambridge by train now that Great Northern has taken over. What comes next? Will we see commanders flying to Beagle Point in less than 5 hours? The galaxy is shrinking fast. A plague of skimmers. Plagues of frogs raining from the clear sky is a well enough documented phenomenon, especially in G Capricorni. But how about skimmers? Commanders have been reporting life-threatening plagues of skimmers materialising up to 5 kilometres above planetary bases and raining down to the surface. At least one commander has had his ship destroyed when it was hit by a skydiving skimmer. What is causing this bizarre behaviour? Have the skimmers been attacked with a virus that makes them behave in this inexplicable way? Perhaps the Thargoids have realised that the best way to attack is to turn our weapons back on ourselves. Public service announcement. Avoid travel to planetary bases unless your business there is absolutely essential. And watch out for tech that's getting above itself. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.